when we talk about unscripted conversations, that doesn't mean unprepared. We want to know what their challenges and their opportunities are, because video is a tool. Video should be able to tackle a problem or take advantage of an opportunity.
Hey, what's up, branding experts? Arik here. Welcome to On Branding Podcast. And today my guest is Patrick Taggart. And Patrick is the CEO and founder of Skyblue Creative, which is the premier production, video production agency in the Philadelphia area. He works with organizations of all sizes and all industries, both profit and non-profit, to help them create video content that is authentic and actionable. Hello, Patrick. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. So I visited your website and I really like it, and I like what you're doing. And so you're saying on your website that basically every company out there should have at least one video on their homepage, right? And so important these days. So can you just elaborate on that? Why it's so important to have at least one video on your website?
Ultimately, people buy from people. And I think that people certainly aren't encapsulated in text. And so you can have the greatest writer on the planet, but man, it helps so much when you can put a face to the name. And so what I always tell people is that if you're only going to create one video, create something that's going to live front and center on the homepage that tells people who you are, how you do it differently, and why you do it. And I think there's a big distinction between how you do it differently and what you do, because people find you, they already know what you do. And so people spend so much time talking about what they do. Chances are, if people found you, they know your industry arc. They just don't know how you're different. And so I think as much time as we can spend on differentiators is time well spent.
Right. Well said. So this is actually, this speaks to the framework that you actually follow, which is what, how, why. So you basically recommend to start with talking about what you do and then talk about how you do it, how you are different from other competitors in your industry, and then why you are doing it. Why is it important, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I think someone gave me some great advice before, and they said, 3 is a really valuable number in business and just in life. And so if you can whittle it down to 3 uniques, I think that's really helpful for a lot of brands. Not every brand has 3 uniques. And listen, if you have 5 or 6, that's a beautiful thing. But really take time to think about, okay, what makes us different? Because people are going to take a look at your site and hopefully your video, if you have one, and they're going to say, all right, why them over somebody else? Because there's none of us. It doesn't matter what we do in the world. There are very few people that own an entire space without competition. Maybe nobody on the planet anymore. And so that's what people want to know. How are you different? And I think video is a great way to differentiate yourself. The reason why people go wrong with video a lot of times is, or where they go wrong is, they script themselves. And the truth is, the story already exists. It always exists. And so to the extent that you can get yourself off script and be able to tell that story authentically, people have a radar for when they're being sold to. People have a radar for scripts, for content that's not genuine. And so sometimes I come across companies and they think that, okay, we're at a certain level. Our revenue is 10 or 20 or $100 million. We need to script this. We need to get marketing involved. We need to get the lawyers involved. We need to make sure that every word here is perfect. And then what do they wind up with? They wind up with a corporate video that's stiff and it's not authentic. And it's more harmful than good. So if that's the kind of content you plan to create, just don't bother creating anything at all, because you're only hurting your brand at that point.
Yeah, this is a very good point that you're making right now. And it was actually one of my next questions, because on your website, you explain on that, right? This is your approach to creating videos. So no lifeless scripts and no choreographed handshakes and stuff like that. So can we talk about your process? So I assume you start with some kind of a discovery session, and then you figure out how to create that video for this particular client. But then you also make them feel comfortable and you try to capture those unscripted conversations and then present them in the best possible light. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it all started because I didn't do that to begin with. So I'm 44 now. So literally half a lifetime ago, I was 22 years old. I started making content for companies, and I would go in and I'd meet these really engaging people and we'd have a conversation, and then we'd hit record and everything would change. And these people that were engaging and were conversational and knew their business inside and out, all of a sudden they're sweating and they're scared to death. And what they're spitting out is something that they would never want to share with the world. And so I said, okay, I need to figure out how to make this right, or I'm not going to have a business for very long. And the key was, ditch the scripts. Because I want you to imagine for your own company, Arc, if say you went in and you met with a client and you were reciting something that you memorized the night before, or you were reading off a teleprompter, or you had cue cards behind their head. Do you think that would be pretty well received? Of course not. No, you would come across as phony and disingenuous. But for some reason, people think that when they're recording a video, that's where they have to go. They have to make sure that every word is perfect. They have to script themselves. That's where an editor comes in. And so all we did was change two things. Number one, we stopped giving people scripts because they know their business. The story already exists. And number two, unless they have a really good reason to look into camera, we allowed them to look off camera and film a lot of our stuff documentary style. And so the fear of looking into the lens disappeared. The fear of trying to remember what they were supposed to say from that script, or God forbid, reading off a teleprompter, that was gone. And then you just talk to people and you let them know, hey, listen, we're going to have a 10 or 15 minute conversation, and only 2 minutes maybe is going to see the light of day. Where else in the world can you be good 10 or 20% of the time? And that's considered a massive success. And so you just have conversations. My whole job is making people comfortable enough to tell that story that already exists. And then you take it back and cut it in a way where they look at it and they say, that's our brand.
This is so true because, yeah, when we are ourselves, when we are not nervous, when we are actually relaxed, and that's, you can see that in the video, right? When you watch that video, you can actually see that authenticity. So can you just talk to us for those people who are either creatives themselves and they want to start a business like you, or your potential clients, some of the technical aspects, how long it takes, what's the process, do I need to prepare, or things like that?
First thing I'll say to people is, if you're going to create content on your own and you're wondering whether or not the cell phone in your pocket is professional enough, 1000% it's professional enough. That cell phone in your pocket is better than a camera that I paid $10,000 for less than 10 years ago. And so technology is no longer a barrier to get started. Most brands can be creating content for free or next to free every single day, and they don't because they don't think they have the ability to. You can get so much help on the editing side if you want to. In this gig economy, there's plenty of people to do it, whether it's Fiverr or wherever. There's a lot of really talented people that can help you with that. On the professional side, yes, there are some pieces that you should have that are evergreen that you probably need some help with. So you want to be painted in the best light possible. For a video, it's going to live front and center on the homepage of your site. Or if you want to grab a couple of customer testimonials, because remember, there's nothing you can say about yourself that's going to be as powerful as what a customer or client says about you. And so if you're going to capture a couple of things like that, yeah, you should certainly use a pro for that. And I think the most important thing there, if you're vetting that, is to feel out that person, because anybody can put a couple of nice pieces of content up on their website, but you really want to know about the process. How taxing is this going to be on your team? What is the philosophy? Is it scripted or unscripted? Because those are two completely different things. And so if you feel like you want content that feels alive and doesn't feel stiff and inauthentic, then you really got to vet that ahead of time. And one important note here, Ark, is that when we talk about unscripted conversations, that doesn't mean unprepared. So typically with our clients, we'll sit down for a discovery meeting after we've already agreed to work together, where we can learn about their company. We want to know what their challenges and their opportunities are, because video is a tool. Video is not like this shiny, nice to have thing that you pop on a website and you say, look at this, look how proud we are. Video should be able to tackle a problem or take advantage of an opportunity. And so we want to know what those opportunities or challenges are for a company. And then that way you can guide the conversation to be able to address those things and create the tools that are going to be valuable for them afterwards.
Totally makes sense. Unscripted doesn't mean unprepared. So you should prepare. You should have an idea of what you're going to talk about, but then don't read the script of a teleprompter, for example, but rather have a more natural conversation, because you have those talking points already in your head, what you're going to talk about. But that's what makes the difference, right? That is going to be, you're not going to read out some script, you're going to have a natural conversation, and that is going to be conveyed in that video. It's going to make you look more authentic and natural.
So, yeah, if you look at newscasters, for example, that use teleprompters, that's right. A skill that they've developed over a lifetime, over a career. Yeah. Teleprompter is a skill, it's not a crutch. And so people think, oh, I don't have to think about anything. I can just record this off a teleprompter. I have an iPad teleprompter. It'll work perfectly. It doesn't work like that. You can really tell the people that know how to use prompter and that don't know how to use prompter. But even still, prompter's really never going to be conversational. And if you're going for that off-camera look, it's just not a great idea. I really think that to the extent that you can sit down and just have a conversation about what you do every day, because you know your business inside and out, you can come out with phenomenal content if you just put it in the hands of an editor that knows how to shape it.
Basically, the whole magic happens in the post-production, right? In the editing phase.
It does. And we have the incredible benefit in the video world of music. And music tells the viewer how to feel about the content they're receiving. And so you can put a different song to two different movie trailers, and it's going to affect you in two different ways. One of my favorites is they put this happy song to the trailer of The Shining, which was Jack Nicholson horror slash thriller slash suspense movie. And they put this really sweet music to it, and it looks like a fun family comedy. And why? Because the music tells you how to feel. The content didn't change at all, but the music tells you how to feel. And so you have to remember when you're creating content that you're going to have a whole lot of help from the music, from the editor, from the way that you're filmed, the shape of the light, the type of lens that people choose, and the B-roll that's going to be laid over top of you. So you don't have the onus to create all this yourself. All you have to do is tell the story that's already there. It's so simple, but people complicate this thing so often.
No, music is really powerful to convey the emotions. And yeah, so basically the idea is that you do prepare. You do need to have an idea what you're going to talk about, what is your business, how you are different, why you are doing it. But then you're going to have a natural conversation that may take, let's say, 15 minutes, right? And then you edit this down to just 2 or 3 minutes. You put B-rolls on top of that. You add the music. And then in the editing, that's where the magic happens. You put this together in a way that it's interesting, it's engaging, and it's authentic. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, authentic's the word. Authentic's the word. And it's really difficult to be authentic when you're scripted.
Yes, yes. And I know it's from my own experience. As you mentioned, you started this way. I also started this way. And probably most of us at the beginning use teleprompter at some point and try to be perfect with every word and every sentence. But people can feel that. People can sense that. And these days, in social media and everywhere, basically on your website, it's all about authenticity. It's all about being real. It's been great talking to you. We're going to link to your website. And are you also active on social media for those who just want to reach out, connect with you, maybe have some questions?
Yeah, I'm most active on LinkedIn, and that's my favorite of all social platforms. So you can certainly find me, Patrick Taggart, on LinkedIn. Okay. And if you want to reach out directly through the website, skybluecreative.com.
SkyBlueCreative.com. We're going to link to the website and to your LinkedIn. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.